Okay, so we're presenting on Craigslist, barebacking on Craigslist, and we have no financial relationships to disclose. And I just want to give a disclaimer at the beginning of the presentation that the information is considered graphic by some, and we will be saying some words that might be a little uncomfortable, so kind of speak now or forever hold your peace. And the project is based on actual ads that are posted on Craigslist, and we kind of don't want to hold back on the truth of the participants, so we're going to kind of give it to you straight. Okay, so this quote, I'm not going to read it all, but it's just basically kind of our epistemology and what we were thinking about in this presentation. It's kind of the whole idea, we're taking a critical standpoint, kind of this idea that pleasure's been kind of persecuted and condemned and fleeced, and how pleasure and barebacking are often united and linked, and how we need to leverage HIV and STI prevention with pleasure. We need to take into account pleasure when we're talking about HIV and STI prevention. So our objectives for the presentation are to contextualize barebacking, expand definitions of barebacking, examine co-occurring health behaviors, such as illicit drug use, and expand the conversation of barebacking past the main cities in the literature, like New York City, San Francisco, and talk about Florida, how it fits into the barebacking context, and inform culturally appropriate reflexive interventions. So some of our foundational terms for today are the internet, and we're really kind of visualizing this as kind of a setting where ideas and identities are kind of produced and disseminated, and it's also an environment where risk occurs and also pleasure is sought. And we're promoting risk reduction, not risk elimination, just because we are taking a critical stance in the sense that when you do attempt to eliminate risk, you start to control bodies and you start to kind of become, public health becomes like a government, you know, control over individuals, and we're not promoting that in this presentation. So we're all for risk reduction, but not trying to control individuals and what they do with their lives. And we're also promoting, like I said before, eroticized HIV and STI prevention, which takes into account pleasure as well as prevention. And we're also promoting the idea that the participants in the research have agency, meaning they're not, you know, drones who just kind of go through barebacking or using drugs, not realizing what's happening. And our rationale for using discourse analysis are that we're exploring identity construction, the environment of the internet, power and sexuality in MSM, or men who have sex with men, and we also want to make a strong contribution to discourse in linguistic literature in general, as well as the other body of literature of MSM and barebacking. And we are taking a three-dimensional approach. Which means that we are connecting the text to the discourses and also acknowledging the historical, sociocultural context from whence they come, as well as social relationships and practices that characterize barebacking. So, definition of discourse analysis. Basically, it's a qualitative technique that allows us to explain social phenomena, and the social phenomena right now that we're talking about is barebacking. And the definition of discourse is it refers to the actual practices of talking and writing. And our theoretical perspective is a social constructivist theoretical framework. And basically our viewpoint is thoughts influence discourse or words, which influences behavior. And we basically see the reality that we're living in as not default, but we're creating it as we go along with our words and our behaviors. And we're using critical discourse analysis because we want to take into account power, and we want to look at MSM because they're considered a marginalized population. So I'll pass it on.
So then, looking at the definition of bareback, what we've often seen is the fact that it was originally developed by HIV-positive men who have sex with men, and the idea of barebacking originally came from riding a horse without a saddle. And so it's now been used colloquially and academically, but still really has been mostly around the idea of MSM. So the idea of the definition, a few years ago we came up with this idea of what a barebacker was. And in the literature, these are individuals who have bareback sex 100% of the time. And they not only have bareback sex 100% of the time as a behavior, but they take that on then as an identity. And a few years ago in the late 90s, men would tattoo toxic waste symbols on their arms to be a part of that particular group. So basically what has happened here is that at one point in time, we thought that all kind of barebacking that was going on was unintentional. But what we found is because of the agency of individuals, it's not necessarily the fact that people don't know about HIV and don't know about the consequences of barebacking, but there's an intentional idea of going ahead and having bareback sex. And so moving forward, we have to keep that in mind, that there are choices that are being made that are informed choices. So again, to just kind of talk about the idea of what's currently in the literature as far as barebacking, it's mostly in MSM populations. It's usually been connected to illicit drug use, such as PMP, which is a term for party and play, which is the idea of using drugs and then having sex afterwards, or things like the idea of Tina. Tina is one of the many names for crystal meth in this particular group. And the examples, there are some examples in the discourse, such as party with a capital T or Latino with a capital T, in order to help people understand that the individuals who are seeking partners online are also looking for this type of PMP. It's also been linked to alcohol use in the past, and that a majority of those men were HIV positive. And so exactly the reason why we choose Craigslist. Craigslist is a posting site that first and foremost is free. Everyone has access to it. It is a public space. Not only that, it's not necessarily just for MSM. So unlike other studies that have studied Adam for Adam, Black H Hat, Manhunt, and some of the other things that were specifically for MSM, honestly, this has everyone and everything. The other thing is that there are no predetermined fields in which anyone has to answer. So you don't have to answer whether you're HIV positive, how tall you are, how short you are. You only provide information that you want other people to know. The other thing is that you're allowed to be completely anonymous. You only have to answer you only have to answer emails that you want to answer. And if you don't answer the emails, no one knows who you are. There is no profile. So there's really no trace that you were ever there. What we're able to do, this is a screenshot specifically of Denver, since we're in Denver. If you look at the red arrow, that is exactly how individuals post to Craigslist. And if you post in the casual encounter section where we were, then Craigslist says, this is post here in order to find sex with no strings attached. So then if you look where the orange arrow is, this is where you seek for casual encounters, individuals who have posted. Why specifically Florida then? In an epidemiological assessment, we can look at the idea that there has been a long history of MSM and connection with HIV in all of Florida. And so moving outside of New York, we see that it really is a problem here in Florida. The idea that the estimated number of MSM in Florida fluctuates from 1 in 22 to 1 in 9. And then if you want to put that into population pieces, 4,589.8 per 100,000 or 11,474 per 100,000. So in looking at inclusion and exclusion criteria of what exactly we were able to choose and what exactly we wanted to take, we looked at Craigslist postings under the Casual Encounters tab so that we knew that people were looking for no strings attached sex. In metropolitan areas with 15 or more individuals living with HIV per 100,000. All casual encounter postings were selected in the man-for-man section, and the metropolitan areas were selected according to their coordination with Craigslist. And so this is actually one of the many quotes that we took because we were looking at some of the different things about barebacking. And in this particular person's post, they were talking about how they did not necessarily want to have intercourse. However, they really liked bareback because they wanted to contact semen. These are the metropolitan areas that were chosen based on kind of what's there. As far as the top 15 rank, that's the top 15 rank based on the CDC counts. So Tampa and St. Petersburg were not in the top 15, but they were cities, metropolitan cities, that did have 15 or more. Then looking at the Craigslist renderings. So we were able to choose from Craigslist the idea of Jacksonville, Orlando, South Florida, and Tampa Bay area. Within those, we were able to look at Hillsborough County and Pinellas County, specifically for Tampa and St. Petersburg. And then we were able to look at all three of the South Florida renderings. So then in the posting inclusion criteria, again, they must have been in the man for man section. All postings were collected January 1st to January 31st, and the search terms that were used were bareback, raw sex, and breed, coming from the literature. And then in the methodology, we were able to collect 186 postings that were raw postings, but we were only able to use 78 of them. And the reason why was because there are individuals that we call serial posters. They post every single day for lunch. There are individuals who post every day of the weekend. And so what we wanted to do is not skew the data. So we wanted to use one of this individual. And as you can see, there are several people who are serial posters. The other thing is that there were two postings that came up at least once a week that were asking individuals to start inside of a research program. And so we did not use those. Atlas TI was used to code the postings. We were able to use supercodes and then C coefficients and frequencies in order to really talk about contextualizing the behavior.
Okay, so in terms of Atlas TI, the hermeneutic unit is the entire set of Craigslist ads, and then the primary document is each Craigslist ad, and our unit of analysis was a primary document, and then we developed the codes from the actual ads. So we really want to emphasize qualitative rigor. We really kept clear trails between our analysis and where we, you know, got our codes from. And we also use reflexivity, which is encouraged in discourse analysis and other qualitative portions. And the figure here you're seeing is different components of the definition of reflexivity. And basically, it's just the idea that knowledge itself is not just default, it's created, and there's politics of knowledge. And we really want to pay attention to, you know, bringing attention to this issue of barebacking, but not trying to control individuals and control their lives. And we really want to focus on trying to create culturally informed interventions that don't kind of destroy communities and destroy, you know, basically we're not trying to be pleasure killers. That's the idea. We want to reduce risk. So that's basically the idea. And we also acknowledge that there's power kind of happening, that all voices are not created equal. Okay, so our sample characteristics, basically we had mostly receptive partners, meaning they received the penis during sex, and we also had most requested bareback only, and 40% preferred bareback but did not request bareback only. And in terms of sexual orientation or identity, most requested bisexual individuals, and 6.6% requested public spaces. And we rated the ads in terms of minimal, moderate, and maximum risk. And we can send the components through email if you want to know more about that. So in terms of our codes, this is just basically all of our codes. And we chose from there according to relevance in the literature. And with our supercodes, we basically had a larger word and grouped the words on the right after the equal sign under the smaller or under bareback. So bareback, raw, and breed mean the supercode bareback. And basically, we use coefficients and supercodes. And so the C coefficients, if anyone knows about regression, they're kind of like relative to regression coefficients. So they go from 0 to 1, with the closer you get to 1, the more perfect the association or stronger the association is. And we also noted the frequencies. And in terms of results, bareback was obviously, you know, an important theme for us to explore. And so we find that it does have a small association between desire to come into contact with semen, with 0.19. And we also found in the study that even though we kind of highlighted MSM within the Craigslist context, we still found some bisexual men seeking sex in that category. And we found three distinct groups: men who only bareback, who are considered barebackers with the identity that we talked about previously, men who prefer bareback but it's not necessary, and men who consider bareback sex possible if partner is interested. And below is a quote. And also another result we found is semen is very, very important in this context. There's actually an article that we used where it talks about the symbol of semen in our culture. And basically, it's kind of a coming of age. Like, oftentimes in our culture, we consider a guy in adolescence to have come of age when he can produce semen. And semen is really important because individuals indicated that they wanted to come in contact with semen. It wasn't necessarily the sexual act, and they didn't necessarily mention that they were bug chasers, because often in the literature, the literature says that, oh, if they're a barebacker, then they're automatically a bug chaser, which is a person who's looking to get HIV. But that wasn't necessarily true. And we also found that some individuals tried to indicate risk reduction techniques in the discourse through asking for disease-free individuals and not looking for individuals who had HIV. And also, we looked at PMP, which is a drug abuse indicator in the discourse. And we found that there was a stronger correlation between individuals who are looking for PMP, party and play, meaning sex and drugs together, as well as using marijuana during sexual encounters, with a correlation of 0.33. And we also found a correlation, obviously, between negative and HIV of 0.4, which meant people were looking for people who are HIV negative, and showing that they were wanting to practice safer, you know, at least reducing risk in the barebacking context. And so in terms of our discussion, we really want to talk about the fact that we shouldn't conflate the terms of barebacking and bug chaser, because they're not the same thing. Bug chasers are individuals who are looking specifically to get HIV. Barebackers may engage in the barebacking act because they can't get an erection with a condom, or they find pleasure in coming into contact with semen. They're not the same group. And individuals mention desire to come into contact with semen, and they're not actively seeking HIV. We really want to emphasize that. And we wanted to talk to individuals who might be working with the health department or other researchers in terms of applying discourse analysis. You could use this technique to look in your city to form culturally appropriate interventions and tailor it to the audience themselves and find out their desires and what they're looking for, and really, really implement that into the intervention. And we also want to kind of advocate against biopower, which means telling individuals what to do. It's kind of saying this is what would be better, or this is how you can reduce your risk. And we also promote tailored multi-level interventions. And so our practical recommendations are individuals at health departments could use discourse analysis, go on Craigslist and analyze discourse analysis with LSTI to inform their interventions for their local populations. And they also could use this as a training tool for counselors, doctors, and nurses so they can understand what this population is seeking and what they desire and the type of language they use. And it also could inform surveillance and epidemiology, because these are new terms that maybe we should be looking for in terms of HIV and STI risk. And also, I'm promoting the use of social marketing, which is the use of marketing tools to shape interventions, meaning looking at what your audience desires and formulating the interventions for them. And the four P's, which are product, price, place, and promotion. So your product would be HIV and STI prevention, and placing it in an accessible place, which is Craigslist. So maybe posting, doing your own post on Craigslist in terms of risk reduction or HIV testing and things like that. And also just trying to find different ways to entertain while we educate, and not always kind of going kind of, you know, run-of-the-mill intervention, but looking for ways to inform our audiences in ways that entertain them and in ways that, that engage them, and talking about the things that they're passionate about. So those are our references.